special event is taking place in Galway this evening to mark the 50th anniversary of the first production by the Druid Theatre Company. From humble beginnings in 1975, it's grown to be one of the country's foremost arts organisations, promoting new and established writers at home and abroad. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has been looking back at its history and hearing from some of those involved.
This will is the lowest and saddest thing I've ever seen.
The late actor and Druid co-founder Michael Alley in a performance of MJ Molloy's The Wood of the Whispering. The play was presented by Druid in 1983 on stages in Galway, Listún Varna, Inishir, Inishmean, Rosseville, Clifton, Westport, Milltown, Ballyshannon and Ballybuffet, before finishing with two runs in Dublin. That schedule and the work in question serves to encapsulate the approach that has typified Druid for the last 50 years.
That's the truth. We'll only be putting our hands in the fire altogether if we'll go twatting it now.
It's a play by a local writer. It speaks of local but universal experiences, and it was brought to audiences in their own areas.
Mick, myself and Marie would have articulated the same thing when, in 1975, why shouldn't Galway have a professional theatre of its own? Why should we have to go away to become professional theatre makers, to use today's phrase?
Druid Artistic Director Gary Hines.
We were as confident as only young people could be. We were founding a theatre company and it was going to be a professional theatre company, despite the fact that we ourselves were amateurs. And it was going to be of Galway, for Galway. And it was going to be long-lasting.
Is it yous the man killed his father?
I am, God help me.
From early productions of the Playboy of the Western World to this month's staging of Riders to the Sea, the work of J.M. Singh has been a constant, but Druid also forged strong bonds with other writers over the years, the late tune playwright Tom Murphy among those who have a central role in the company's history. Material that has been rehearsed, written and premiered here has gone on to achieve international renown, perhaps most notably in the late 1990s when Druid won a clutch of Tonys for its production of Martin McDonagh's The Beauty Queen of Lynan. Among the winners, Anna Manahan, who took the Best Supporting Actress Award.
We never thought it would reach where it has gone. I mean, it's gone to the very top now. And very proud, you know, that one has, coming from such a small island as ours, that we should have one of the most successful plays in the world today.
Those successes fed into a burgeoning artistic scene in Galway, giving other practitioners belief in their endeavours and adding to the broader cultural ecosystem here. Something actor Marty Ray says is tangible.
It's got such a massive, shadow in Irish theatre history. It's a huge thing and it's a very special thing to come down to Galway and get involved in all that. And the Galway audiences are so kind of, they're well versed in the theatre now. They've got great taste in the theatre because of the festival that we have, but also because of places like Druid and Mockness and all those kind of companies that grew up here. They have a real great taste for what they want to see. So they're great people to play to.
And as they look back on the last five decades, co-founders Gary Hines and Marie Mullen seem as focused on and as certain of the aims they shared in 1975.
The strength of Druid has come from the younger actors that we've taken, the ensemble that have moved Druid forward so much in the last 10 or 12 years. That's what keeps it alive. The young brains have to come in with the new ideas, with the new talent, and move it on to another place, you know.
Looking back and thinking that I've been in a position to do that for 50 years feels like an enormous privilege. And it really does. People scatter that word around liberally. But for me to have a sustained relationship with a group of people, ever-changing people, but the same, like Marie, like Marty, in the last decade, you could not ask for anything better.
I'm so flabbergasted that it's 50 years since we started. I can't believe it. I honestly just can't believe it, that it's that long, you know.
That's actor Marie Mullen ending that report from Pat McGrath in Galway. 8 minutes to 9.
Agus Brett Lahana Druid. Now,